We are going to the Donald C. Capps Award, and that chairperson is David Houck.
It's special to be able to give this award away. For one reason, I worked with Donald Capps for 36 years out of my 38 years. Worked closely with him on a day-to-day basis and all the things he did. And boy, did he keep me busy. As you know, the Donald C. Capps Award is given to somebody who does a fair share and then some. Boy, there's a lot of you out there who do and then some. Now, I have to say that over the years that I've been on this committee, been chairing this committee, we've always had a number of people who are deserving. And a lot of times it's the people who work behind the scenes. And sometimes it's the people who are out in the open. But this year, by the way, I'd like to thank the committee for their assistance. And as Marty says, I didn't have to make the deciding vote. And believe me, when you got some good, two good candidates or three good candidates or whatever, to get a tie, you don't want to have to be the one who has to break the tie. The person that we are honoring tonight has a full-time job with a state agency. And if that wasn't enough to do, especially with serving blind people every day, this person also took on a major NFB nationwide project assisting the blind in South Carolina. And if that wasn't enough to do, this person also sits on the state board. And if that's not enough to do, he just recently became a local chapter president. If that's not enough to do, he has accepted a lot of responsibilities in this state convention, leadership seminars, statewide seminars, you name the things that we get involved with here, and he's been involved with it. And I would tend to think that if I was to name all the things this individual has done, which I can't, he could probably come up here and tell you a lot more things. I believe this person also is in charge of doing a book of the month. And I know he promotes the state library. And gets a lot of federation that's involved with that. At this time, I'd like to ask Steve Cook to come forward. And here's how the award reads. Donald C. Capps Award, National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, presented to Steve Cook in appreciation of outstanding service to the blind of South Carolina and for doing your fair share, and then some, the NFB of SC bestows upon you with Donald C. Capps Award, our friend, our brother in service, August 21st, 2021. Now, I have a plaque for you, but that's not all. As a part of the award, let's see what, let's turn it around like this so that people can see it.
Okay.
As a part of the award, you also get one other little thing, little piece of paper here. It's a nice, crisp $100 bill.
Woohoo! Well, thank you.
So now, the rounds are on Steve tonight. Go ahead and say a few words, Steve.
Rounds of water, that is.
Well, thank you for this award. It certainly means a lot. And, you know, David was reading out everything and there's several other things on there that I do as well. I manage the content on nfbofsc.org. I definitely, if you're on Facebook and follow me or NFB of National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina on social media, you'll see everything I post there. Everything I disseminate on the listserv, the Let's Talk Tech, the recipe exchange group that we have now, and Newsline administrator. So I wear many hats, but I do it because I want to, not because I have to. I do it because I want to, because of the National Federation of the Blind. I want to share my knowledge of the Federation. I want others to come and join us. And I want them to join us because they want to, not because they have to. And, you know, one of the best titles I heard Joe Ruffalo, when I would help New Jersey with their state convention via Zoom, Joe would always say, the best title in the world behind your name is member of the NFB. And that is so true. And this has been a wonderful convention, and I'm glad we're all able to be together again. And let's all go build the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you again.
Congratulations. I know that this is always a hard award, because there's a lot of folks in this organization that work very, very hard